24 Cross Media.
Hi guys, welcome back to False Confidence Season 3.
Hey guys, hope you missed us.
Obviously they did.
So, did you have a good little break?
Yeah, I did. I was really wanting to record just because, you know, when you get that like itch to...
Because when we come up with a bunch of shit, we're like, we gotta tell people.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to share this with the world.
I have my period right now, which like is... makes me hate being a girl sometimes. Mm-hmm. Makes me want to be a boy. But,
Well, actually, speaking of having your period, so, like, one of my other friends has her period, too, and I was around her, and then I was around you, and then, like, this week, I got this pimple, and, like, my boobs hurt, and I was like, ew, like, what the
sinking
fuck?
Up.
I don't want to.
Sinking up.
I don't get it, nor do I want to, so yeah. You guys just need to say well, the fuck thinking, away
like,
from
so
me.
So, say you did get it. Do you have to give people, like, obviously, I do, because you know how I am, but do you think you have to give people a heads up you have your period, like, before?
Yeah, I do.
What if you don't?
I feel like they're going to know. That's why I
obviously
feel like
they're going to know.
Right. And maybe they don't like that.
Right. But.
And I.
So like
would
rule across the board, everybody tells.
Everybody tells.
You think?
Oh, they should. Do they do it? No. Like, have I hooked up with somebody at like the tail end of my period? Because I'll get my period like once or twice a year, like very lightly. But at the like last day when it's like, maybe it's here, maybe it's not. Like, I wouldn't tell then because like you're not going to know. It's a them knowing factor for me. Like, if it was clear, I would never mention it.
If it was clear, I would never tell you.
But it's not. So I must tell because, you know, you don't. I just. So what do you think about it?
I feel like I'm telling because. I don't know the situation. I mean, I don't want to get blood all over the place.
Well, right. I feel like it's a fucking bloody massacre.
Right. It's like, and then you're like, wow, really? These are my new sheets. And they're like, oh, whoops.
Whoopsies.
Like, so you have, you know, you got to tell them.
Yeah, you do have
you
to
You
want to
go
them.
In the shower, which I don't really love, but I'm willing to do in this situation.
I know we've talked about having, like, period sex, and you said you're down for it.
I don't prefer it.
Yeah, I obviously have done it
Which
before.
Which is
but
weird
I...
because I feel like I'm the horniest when I have my period.
Word. Why
it's
is
like
that?
I don't know. It's like God fucking with me.
Well, that's what I think. Like,
you
I
know, everybody because like when it's went right before I get my period. When I have my period is when I'm like dying to have
right.
sex.
So that's what's crazy is that like. I will PMS, so I pretty much always PMS, which I think is what's happening right now with this, like, pimple situation. But, like, when I'm PMSing, I'm, like, horny.
Yes.
Like, horny. Right. Actually, the other night, I tried to masturbate, and I don't know why this happened, but no porn was working on my cell phone.
Okay.
No porn site. It wasn't. I'm dead ass serious. I was like, why? I went to YouTube to see if like regular videos were working. I went to like every other
Everything
place.
Was working except porn.
Everything but porn.
Interesting.
Right. I was
Just
like.
Just the kind of porn you want to watch or all porn?
All porn, bitch. Okay. No site. I went to like three different sites, tried different videos, tried different things. Nothing fucking
So you just
worked.
Had to imagine?
I didn't do anything. I couldn't just imagine.
Can't just imagine?
No, I couldn't. I needed it.
You need to watch porn to masturbate.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every time?
Yep, every time. Hmm. Yeah, I need it. I need the visual.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I can't. And also...
You can't just think about, like, somebody... I don't know. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Really?
I can't. I need it. I need it.
I can do both.
No, I mean, I probably could, you know, if I like desperately had to, but I never have. I'm like, so the thing is, like,
I wonder if more people are like you or me.
I would love to know that. I don't know. They're probably
you think
more.
Everybody has to have visual. Like, no,
I don't know. I can't say, like, I can't be in my thoughts because if I'm just using thoughts, I'm thinking about everything bad. So, like, I need the visual to distract me from those thoughts. Oh, so, yeah, I couldn't do it. And then that was a frustrating situation. You know how I get.
Yeah,
I'm frustrated.
I know how you get.
I was like, fuck this. I like shoved the vibrator in the couch. I'm like, I'm sick of this place. This is probably going to die on me anyway. Yeah. Fuck you. All angry. Go to bed.
God forbid you like proactively get up and charge it or anything.
Right. I charge that bad boy every few times. And by few, I mean like 10. Right. When it's already died whilst using it. So I can't make myself come with just my hand. I don't remember if I've ever mentioned that before.
Oh, I can.
Oh, God, no.
You can?
No.
But I'm going to be honest. Sometimes if it takes too long, my arm be getting tired. And I got to take like a deep breath and be like, all right, you got to go for it, girl. You got to go for the gold right now. You got 30 seconds. Go.
I cannot. And actually, it's funny because my friend tried to like teach me, you know, my friend Jess, she was like, let me not like in
she
person.
She tried to teach you how to
not in person, but she tried
Jess
to like tell me the ways.
Was trying to teach you how to do it with your hands?
Yeah, she was. She was like,
like what? Like a fruit?
No, it was like...
Like a record?
No, it was like we were FaceTiming and she was like probably doing it on like the outside of her pants or like just like showing me the motion or whatever. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not
Have
good.
You ever tried?
Yeah, of course I've tried. I'll sit there with like Al
so
Bundy with my hand down my
dies,
pants.
You're just fucked?
Fucked.
Wow.
Yes. Actually, so that was what I was going to say was that the one day... This was like a recent time. My vibrator did die, but I was like just about to come. So I did like just like rub the vibrator on it and then I was able to finish. I was like, killed it.
That's the same thing you could do with your fucking hand.
Right, but I didn't want to risk it. Okay. I don't know why I can. I cannot make myself come that way. I mean, I don't know if I have to sit there for longer, but like I don't have time for that. I got
if I have to sit there for longer.
To do. I just want this to be
done. I don't know if I have to sit here for like an extended period of time. Or...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, how long is this going to take? Like, I obviously know where my body parts are, but I don't got time. That's why the Lord made fucking vibrators. Oh, my God. So I was asked over the break a few questions, and I wanted to talk about them on the podcast. So mm-hmm. A few people asked me some questions, and I thought they were kind of funny. So the first one, which I thought that you'd be a fucking whiz at this, you should know. Mm-hmm. Can anal sex give you hemorrhoids?
So I want to say, being honest, I have not ever had that happen.
That's a first, being right. Honest.
So, I'm trying a new thing. So I feel like it probably could.
Right.
Like, doesn't having a baby make you like.
It could.
Right.
It like, could.
I feel like, what's the answer? I give up.
I mean, I did look it up because I was like, oh, this must be online. And it does say that as long as you're relaxed and enjoying it, that you should not get them. But I don't like when people use words like should, because that's not really confident. I'm going to need a solid answer.
I know. Is this a yes or a no?
So is it yes or is it fucking no? So the answer to me when they said should was yes.
Well, if you're not relaxed and enjoying it, why are you doing it anyway?
Right.
That I can't even explain how painful that would probably be if you're not relaxed and enjoying it.
See, but the thing is, though, I think about for myself, like, let's say I decided to do it. Let's say this weekend I'm like, I want dick in my asshole. Mm-hmm. Give it to me. And then I tried it. I'm not going to be relaxed. And I'm probably not going to be enjoying it, but
you
got to get
tell you the trick?
First, probably, but what is it?
Did, right? So when I do it, I do like doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do like me on top putting a dick in my ass. Like, I'm not doing that.
You see my face, right? It's scared.
So like for you, since you can't use your hand, you'd have to have like your vibrator.
Yeah.
So you're like playing with yourself, mm-hmm. right? So like right when you are like about to come, like back off of it and it like just goes in like nothing. And then you just keep playing with yourself like you're about to come
so
and
wait.
It's fucking crazy.
So when I'm about to come, I stop using the vibrator and back into the dick?
No, like have them put their dick in like as you're about to come.
But then don't come?
I mean, you'll last longer if you don't. You know, and then work yourself back up to that. But like you'll come out of you'll come a different way.
Hmm.
But that's how I do it. Because okay. It's like nothing. Like,
I remember the one time you came home from getting fucked in the ass and you were like literally walking like an old lady that needed a fucking walker. I was like, this is exactly why I'm not doing it.
It doesn't feel good after sometimes.
Like, okay. Well, okay.
You know?
I don't like that.
Like you never got fucked and couldn't walk?
I've never got fucked and couldn't walk, but I've definitely gotten fucked and been like sore.
Right.
Like I felt like I just...
Like you almost need to take like peas out of the freezer and put it on your vagina.
Whoo, baby.
Right. So you know that feeling.
I don't hate that. Same thing
in your ass if you're going too hard. Like, you obviously are not, you're not just like going to run a marathon in the morning, like, whoo, everything feels great. Like, it doesn't.
See, that's a shit I don't like. This is like, I'm not hearing anything good about this. So I can get hemorrhoids. I'm going to be walking like I need a fucking walker.
Not every time. It just depends on like.
I get it.
Okay.
The size of the dick.
And how hard it was going.
Oof.
How hard, how rough it was.
All right, next question. What happens when the condom breaks? You kill everybody.
You either kill the baby.
Oh, God.
All right. You kill the person that might be carrying it. But I'm just over here like, what condom?
You know, I had a feeling that was going to be your answer, honestly. All right. So I guess if it was me and I was using a condom and the condom broke.
I just feel like a condom as the main form of contraceptive is like not it.
Yeah. I also feel like it might not be it. But that's the thing is like I wouldn't, if I was a dude, I wouldn't trust to fuck a girl who wasn't on birth control. Like a condom isn't good enough for me.
If I was a guy, I'd be using a condom all the time because I don't know if your bitch ass is lying or not.
Well, right. And also, it's like not like, just
unless
for pregnancy.
You're my girlfriend and I see you taking that pill every day, I'm like slipping it in your meatloaf at night or whatever. Like, I'm not sure. So I'm
Mom! Mom! The meatloaf!
Like, I don't know.
We want it!
I never know what she's doing.
All right. So if the condom breaks, like, you better hope that y'all are on the same page. That's the first fucking thing. Because if she, and you know what I don't like? I don't like this.
Here
is,
we go.
Is when like you watch movies or like you know people out who are like, I'm definitely not getting pregnant. And if I did, I'm getting rid of the baby. Like I'm not having a baby with this motherfucker, blah. But then they get pregnant and they're like, oh, I guess maybe I'll keep it. It's like, bitch, that was not on the same fucking page. I thought we talked about it. Like what? That's scary. And I get like all of a sudden you have morals. Ooh, you know, yeah, cool.
Like, okay. Like, but, oh, now we're all holy and godlike.
Uh-huh. No, well, I don't
we
like
we were
it.
Having unprotected fucking premarital sex, we weren't. But now we can't get rid of the baby. Okay. We were blowing lines in the bathroom before we got here. Now we have to have the baby. Okay. Now you're the most holy person on earth. Give me a fucking break.
Right. That just fucking annoys me. I'm like, you're stupid. I think that's why I got trust issues, girl. You know what I was thinking about the other day is if guys could have children, there'd literally be like five people on the earth. Do you think, actually, this brings up a good point. So do you think, oh, I like this. So let's say two people fuck, maybe they're in a relationship. The guy doesn't want the kid, but the girl does. It's always the girl's decision because they're the ones that are pregnant. But do you think, like, what if they decided to make a law that gave the dads the right also to abort the baby? Like, once they got tested and they see that it's their baby, do you think?
I mean, this is such a touchy subject because you're basically talking about like giving men power over our bodies, which is like what everybody's been fighting for. I don't know, like 100 years.
But at the end of the day, you're bringing like a whole kid into this world.
Yeah, I do think. But then, you know, they always say like, well, you had sex. Like, okay, well, this was not the deal. Like, right. I feel for them because.
Well, girls can lie. They could say they're on birth control and not be. You know, some crazy. Right, I've heard guys say girls poke holes in condoms.
And they always flip it on the guy, like, well, you should have known better than have sex there. Or you should have used protection. Or you should have this. Or you should have that. And it's kind of like.
You're right.
You know, I do think that the guy should have a say for sure.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, obviously, it's a touchy subject where it's like, what would really happen? But I do think.
Then you got all these girls out here like, he's a deadbeat. Well, yeah, bitch, he didn't want it.
Right. He literally did not want it. I mean, at the end of the day, you have
when
it
he
now.
He asked you if you were on birth control and you lied. That was hint number one that right. He wasn't trying for this.
Right.
I don't know. I see both sides.
All right. So when the condom breaks, you pretty much just go like, fuck.
Maybe just tell them a different name from the start. An address. And then if the condom breaks, they can't ever find you.
Right, right. And I mean, are you prepared to raise that baby alone? Maybe. Okay, cool. All right. So the last thing I wanted to ask is cyber sex really cheating? So cyber
sex
to me.
Cyber sex, could that be like FaceTime sex? Like
no,
sex?
No. I don't.
What's cyber sex?
Okay. So I guess cyber sex
like
could
ASL
be like.
ASL in the chat room?
Yeah. I remember with my ASL, I was always like, 21 and blonde with like big boobs. Why did I always want to be blonde? But either way, so cyber sex to me would be like, I guess if you were in like a chat room or you started chatting with a girl or like you guys were like virtually. Or like a
website maybe.
Yeah, like a website. There's plenty of those type of websites out there. Or like a dating website.
Are you going to give me your answer first? Or, well, a dating website.
Yeah. Oof. But let's say you guys never actually plan to meet, you know, like I've talked to guys on site. You don't
actually plan to meet, but you're on the site talking.
Yeah. And you guys are just talking dirty and sending nudes. I call bullshit.
Cause like, why are you on the site? Just to talk and get nudes?
Right.
Just to get visuals for your masturbating?
So what's your answer? Is cyber sex cheating?
Yes.
My answer is yes.
Yes. 100%.
Like 1000% yes.
20,000%.
Pretty much any time that you're talking to a girl in a sexual way, like about you two, is cheating. To an extent. Like, I could probably forgive that, like, literally one time, but it is definitely wrong. Yeah. Like, it is definitely wrong.
I agree.
So, yeah,
Do
I mean.
Do you think that flirting is cheating?
Yeah, I guess so.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't? Mm-mm. So, like, what does flirting really mean?
I mean, I'm surprised to hear you say that because you flirt all the time.
You think I flirt all the time?
Yes.
Like, can you explain flirting?
Like, if we're at the Triangle and there's five old guys sitting at the bar hitting on you and you're giggling and laughing and joking and talking back, that's flirting. Flirting? Yes.
I don't think that's flirting.
What do you think flirting is?
I think that it has to be somebody you'd actually hook up with.
Overly out. What?
Like this?
You think it only counts as flirting if you're gonna hook up with the person?
No, not if you're going to, but if you could see yourself doing it. I think
flirting is like paying attention to anybody that's like paying you compliments, laughing, joke, like you're being overly friendly. That's flirting.
Okay, so I wonder what the definition of flirting is. It's funny that you mentioned this because I, like, my ex used to say all the time that I was like too friendly. I think I am very friendly, but I think there's a difference between being friendly and flirty. Like,
I think you're flirty friendly.
I don't agree.
Really?
Yeah, I could be. I could absolutely. I know what flirting
totally
is to me.
Are, bro. Is this a joke?
So,
bro, anytime we go anywhere, okay, there's, if two guys are hitting on us, right? Or not just two, there could be five, there could be one, right? But if we go somewhere, dudes start talking to us. And I'm not saying we pay mind into it or we feed into it. But why do you think that happens? Because we're not approachable or we're not flirting or we're not responding?
Well, okay, so let's say that was to happen.
Because I feel like we kind of like flirty feed into conversations just in general. That's just our personalities. I'm not saying you're sitting there saying, I'm going to suck your dick later.
No,
or
that's
anything
a different,
sexual.
That's
But you're
bad.
Flirting. We're flirting.
I don't think that's flirting.
I flirt all night bartending. That is what bartending is. Flirting.
I don't, I mean, yes, maybe you do, but like okay. So I absolutely know when I'm flirting and when I'm just being friendly.
No,
I think there's
in
a
your
huge
head
difference.
And it's not, there's not.
Wow.
No. You come off as the same. I think just emotionally in your head, this one is flirting because you like that person. And this one is not flirting because you don't, but it's the same.
I disagree.
Tone and face and smile and eyes. And
well, right. Because that's my face and my eyes and my smile.
Right,
and the way
and
I
you're
talk.
A flirty person.
I think I'm a friendly person. There's a difference
cheating
between
at all.
It depends on the type of flirting. Like if I'm literally like,
I think if there's ill intent, like if you plan on it to go somewhere.
And even if you don't plan to go somewhere, like let's say the hottest guy walks into the bar, somebody that you think is like super fucking hot. And you guys are like maybe exchanging numbers or like you're talking.
That's
like
too much.
OD motherfucking shit. But I mean, just making conversation with people, I don't think is flirting. It depends on the type of talking. Like if you're literally like batting your eyes at them and you're like, you know, making sure they see you when you bend over type
okay,
shit. That's
well,
flirting. But like just being friendly, I'm a friendly motherfucker.
Okay, so like you just said, so when you get dressed to go to work at the bar and your tits are hanging out and your pants are tight and you plan your outfit for bartending, that's just what you just said. Like if you're bending over, you're like walking by a certain way. Like that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's, I don't.
Otherwise, you would wear fucking a sweatshirt and sweatpants and talk the same.
I guess. I'm just friendly.
Right. But that's why I'm saying I don't
like, okay,
think
so
flirting.
Here's an example of like, okay, so let's say I'm at the bar and I know there's a guy there that likes a certain song. This has happened. I put that song on.
Flirting.
That's flirting? Oh my God. Okay, well then call me a flirt then
right,
because I fucking
would.
Do
that.
That
is what I would call you.
Okay, well that's
okay,
crazy
so
to
how
me.
About this? Is if we're out So we both are seeing somebody and we're out and two guys send us each a drink. We refuse the drink.
I would refuse the drink. I will. I don't even let people buy me a drinks when I'm not with somebody. And you know that. I never let people buy me drinks.
Because you don't want it or because you think
I don't want to owe them some shit.
Right. But do you think it's cheating to accept the drink?
I don't think it's cheating, but I think it's wrong. Like if somebody's buying me a drink.
People we know buying us a drink, but what if it's people we know? We're at the bar. Two hot guys that we know but aren't seeing are at the other end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing people. They send us two shots. We know them.
All right. If the drinks were already given to me, I'm not going to be like, take it. You know, I'm going to obviously take the shot, but I'm not encouraging like talking to them now. That's why I don't want to do it, because now I feel like I have to talk to you or that you think I have to talk to you. And I don't want to, or else I'd already be the fuck down there talking to you right now.
I just feel like if I'm at a bar, I'm talking to everybody anyway.
But if let's say it's two people we know. So I'm thinking of two people in my head right now. You were literally just talking about the one that is messaging you. So let's say him and his one friend that you also know. We're out at the bar. They're our friends. If they bought us drinks, yeah, they're just our friends. Like, whatever. Fuck it. Like, I'll buy you drinks next. Like, maybe. I don't fucking know. We're friends.
I'm but just
if
it's accepting, like two random guys. So just so we're clear, I'm accepting all free drinks.
I don't. You know I don't. Because I don't want to owe anybody anything.
I don't think
anything.
It's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating, but like, okay, so what if your man was buying drinks for another girl at the bar? What's that? How do you feel about that?
Random girls or girls he knows? Girls that are at the bar that he knows or random girls?
Random girls. I mean, if they're just his friends, like, hey, we're friends. I see you all the time. You're always here. Like, you bought me one, I buy you one. You
I know? Think but it if would it's be wrong girls. If, I think it wouldn't be cheating, but it would be wrong if I was like just out at the bar buying randos drinks. Right. And I would think the same for him. But if some random bitch walks up to you and wants to buy you a drink, babe, get it. Go ahead.
Oh, I disagree. That bitch better
what the fuck? That's saving
you're
us money.
You're cool with that?
Yes,
no!
It's a free drink.
I don't care about the money.
If I trust him to not leave with the bitch, what the fuck does it matter if he takes the drink from her?
Yeah, but what's the point of the buying of the drink for a random person?
Obviously, they want to talk to you.
Correct.
But then I trust you enough to not leave with them. When you're at a bar,
okay,
you
wait,
think you're just sitting.
Pause.
Hold on. We're at a bar. You think just you and me are sitting there talking to each other? We're not talking to anybody else at that bar, that
we,
even
we
people
have.
We don't know?
Yeah, we have.
Right. That, and we didn't cheat. We didn't leave with anybody.
Also didn't get drinks from them.
Right. But we were talking to them. So what's the difference of somebody buying you a drink and talking to them or talking to them without a drink?
Well, because I don't know. I mean,
there's
I guess
not.
It depends.
You're wrong.
I feel like there's layers to the situation. Like, okay, but that's the thing is, I don't know. I feel like the me buying you drinks thing or you buying me drinks thing is like going to the next level of like, now we're going to continue to do that. Like,
okay.
Why are you
is
buying
going,
me a drink?
Is going to a strip club cheating?
No, I don't think that's cheating. Do you?
Bitch, you won't. I can't take a drink from somebody, but a naked bitch can dance on my lap,
okay.
And it's not cheating?
So you didn't
why?
Say a naked
paid?
Bitch dancing on my lap. You said going to the strip club. You're just going to the strip club? Cool.
What
you
do you think they're going to do when they go to the strip club?
But I'm not going to be happy if you're getting like private lap dances. That I'm not okay with. That I would be upset about.
I think it's interesting. Like,
I don't know.
I actually don't. I wouldn't think going to strip club is cheating, and I wouldn't even care about it, honestly.
No, going to the strip club, not cheating. I actually used to hate strip clubs. I wouldn't even like allow my ex to go to one. I'm over that now. Going to a strip club, no big deal. But like, obviously, if you're paying for like private dances, like in the back, I'm not good with that. That I do not like. Like, you can not do
I
that.
I think it's interesting how many guys say like, oh, strip club's just a strip club. And then I'm like, okay, would you date a stripper? No.
Mm.
Oh, why? It's just a strip club.
It's just a strip right? club. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's cheating. I mean, I'd go. Like, hey, can I come? Like, maybe I want a private dance, you know?
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. But just like if you went to like a male review, which I had always wanted to go to, but they seem like I'm not
do
trying
they
to get
have those because I kind of want to go to one.
They do, but like they're
we
doing
go
the
to
most
one.
Shit in those things.
What do you mean?
Like, like if you're one of the girls that are on stage, like they call you up, like let's say it's your bachelorette party or something.
Oh,
they're like
nice.
Picking you up, doing all types of things. Like I'm
flipping
gonna have to go
around.
On a diet
bitch,
before
who's
that.
Picking us up?
Right, exactly. But they probably can. They look brolic. I'm like, no.
I know.
I'll pick your ass up.
I don't want to go on stage. I just want to
oh,
watch.
Hell the fuck no.
I want to sit in the back.
But I definitely watch. I'm not big on being touched. Like I've told you this before. Like, I'm not big on dancing with people. You've never seen me dancing with a dude. Like, I don't like to be touched like that. I want to.
That's not true. I've never seen you dancing with a guy.
Have you seen me dancing with a guy?
Yes, bitch.
When? No, you know what? Tell me later because I don't recall.
Are you kidding?
Wait, where? Just tell me where.
Poughkeepsie.
Oh.
Okay, bye. Liar.
I did forget about that. Okay. But realistically, I'm not a big fan of like the touching, like especially if you're like a stranger, you know? So like the male review thing, like I'll look, but like you're not picking nobody up. All right, cool. That awkward conversation is over. So, okay. Oh, I don't like this one word that I'm about to say in this context, but I'm going to say it anyway. So do you know the difference, or do you think there's a difference between like squirting and like creaming? I don't like that word.
I hate that word, but yes, I do. Because I know. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I don't know why, but like that other word, the second word I said, literally makes me want to fucking throw up. And yeah, there'll be times when you're like riding a dick and then you're like, oh, it makes me want to fucking
puke on it. And it has
the white ring of death.
Why does that happen?
Oh, God. I don't know. It seems like
sometimes it's a lot.
I'm going to fucking throw
You know
up.
When it bothers me the most? So, like, I hate my life. So, I hate seeing that as well. It grosses me out.
So fucking gross.
So, like, when I'm having sex or, you know, you're, like, changing positions or whatever, and you know how, like, sometimes you'll give head in between?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Let me tell you, days that's not happening.
Those
that,
days.
When you see that.
Ugh, the only time I've ever been okay with that.
Ever. Putting that anywhere mm-hmm. in my mouth.
I like to call it the perfect Goldilocks drunk, because when I'm the perfect drunk,
you don't care
I
about
am
any of that?
Fucking doing anything you ask me to
wow.
do. Any fucking thing. So I would. I'd be like, this is the best tasting cream
you.
I ever did.
You're making me nauseous.
It's so gross. But there was a guy one time that.
I think guys like it.
I think some do. I don't think everybody does,
well,
but I think
obviously.
A lot of people do. And there was a guy who would like bring it up all the time. And we'd never even hooked up. We'd never even hung out. It was just like I was talking to him and he would be like talking about like, I don't want to say it. He'd be like, it's so gross. It's the easiest
just
thing
say
to say.
It.
He'd say like, I can't. It was like something about like wanting me to cream for him or like he wanted me to like taste it. I was
Stop.
Like, no.
It's better than that guy that wanted to pretend you were fucking his entire family. I'd rather somebody
actually,
say to me
yeah.
that than can we pretend you fucked my brother and my dad and my grandpa before you came in this
and
room?
And my uncle's going to be over afterwards. So if you could just finish that off. No. Not good. So, but like squirting obviously can be like kind of messy too, but that does not gross me out.
Is that
much.
Clear?
Yeah, it's clear, but it does. Okay, I looked this up the other day and it is basically like just really diluted piss.
I know.
Like it is.
I know.
I'm aware that you know.
Okay.
Also, did you ever clean that carpet? Oh, okay.
I hate you. I'm going to get a black light in here. I'm going to get a black light in this room because you're a disgusting
you
human being. And I hate you.
It was an accident.
Ew.
I fucking hate you. You look so distraught. Anyway, so yeah. Squirting cool. Would you like... suck a dick that you just like squirted all over?
No. Are you gonna drink your own piss? What is wrong with you?
I'm asking you questions.
No.
You sick fuck.
No, you're a sick fuck. All right, I can't talk about this anymore. So listen. Like, so we have a couple of guy friends that I talked to over the break, and they would like us to go over what makes a blowjob good and bad. Okay, and this is why. So they said it's like you never know what you're going to get with a girl, right? Like what, mm-hmm. what their talent level is. Mm-hmm. So they'd like for girls to know what not to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to hear this.
So the list of things that I got, things that make it bad and things that make it good. So why don't you tell me some things that you think make it good?
I think, I guess it depends on their preference, but it, like, I feel like a lot of guys like when you use your hand and your mouth, so mm-hmm. that makes it good.
Which is one of the things they said makes it bad. No hands.
Really?
Yes.
I've been with...
They said there's girls that can do it.
Yeah.
No hands, but that most of them, no. They need, you need hands. They also said if it's not wet enough.
I was going to say that. A lot of like spit situation, mm-hmm. a lot of like wetness.
They said biting.
Oh my God.
But like, they don't mean like, they're like, okay, sometimes it hits your teeth, like whatever, mm-hmm. that's fine. But like, there's been girls, I guess, that have actually bit them.
Mm-mm.
And that they, would be like, a no. they thought that that was going to be like liked.
I don't think that. And I'm don't just think like that.
Confused. Like, I get people like stuff rough. But like, in no capacity is that ever going to be like, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that's like, yes, please bite my dick.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm not thinking that would be good at all.
What else makes it bad?
Makes it bad? Okay, because I thought we were on the good track. Well, so you know. What makes it bad?
Either.
Not going down far enough. Like I've seen mm-hmm. porns are like when girls are sucking dick and they like just go barely just past the head. Yeah, yep. Like what are you doing?
Just the head the whole time.
Yeah, and actually I've known guys whose heads are very sensitive and don't even really want you to be like focusing on the head. Mm-hmm. Like my ex was very sensitive. So like it wasn't something I could just like lick it or kiss it. It was like.
Also, they said it. Licking it like a lollipop does nothing for them. Mm. So please don't. Like they're like, yeah, you know, you lick it yeah. sometimes, whatever to get started, whatever, but like don't just like, I guess there's girls that just sit there and like lick it. Like what is that gonna do?
All right.
And no, they said like a lollipop. Stopping for extended periods of time and like handing it, like mm-hmm. hand jobbing it.
Yeah, I think that would kind of kill the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because not, I'm going to be honest, like guys obviously know how to like jerk their dicks off better than a girl could.
And you already know how I feel about hand jobs, girl. I'm getting anxiety thinking about it.
I don't mind it. I almost I've feel like I could probably.
One hand job my entire life and it stressed me the fuck out. Thinking about it stresses me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just don't understand why you do it.
You probably jerk off every day since you were 13. So you know exactly what you're doing. Right. I do not.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't. That's not it. I mean, I have definitely before I started swallowing because I'm obviously a champion now.
Mm.
So before that, weird. I would like jerk it off to finish it, you know, and that always did the trick. But it's not like the whole fucking time. And it's obviously wet as fuck. And I obviously, I don't know. I think I'd probably give a good hand job, honestly. I just like, I'm not going to give myself a 10 out of 10.
I'm just like doing our justice here. And
all right, what else?
What I was told. Those are the things I was told. So that we could help out the general public. Mm-hmm. These guys could start getting some better blowies, I guess.
Yeah. What are some other ones? Anything else? What do you think in your mind?
I think that's it.
No scraping, obviously.
Obviously.
I got this one sharp tooth. Really got to watch out
for
it. Yeah,
but I cover... Don't you cover your teeth?
Obviously. So I'm just saying. You got to be careful, ladies.
I was just thinking how much of a talent really is. Because like if you're going to put it all the way down your throat, or you're going to put it mm-hmm. in your throat, right? You have to have your... mouth wide enough that your teeth aren't scraping on it,
mm-hmm.
but still have the front of your mouth closed around it. You get yeah. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And covering your teeth. Like, what a talent.
Red
like,
a talent.
How fucking talented are we?
We're pretty fucking talented.
And that's why it's, like, kind of a chore, no matter how much you love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's, like, way easy. It's way harder than eating something mm-hmm. out.
Actually, I was just going to say that as one of the last things I wanted to talk about was what do you think, like, on the opposite spectrum? So girls, like, what makes a good, like, pussy eating session versus not? So I'm going to say stopping doing what you're doing. Like, if I am making sounds.
Right.
Or agreed. I tell you that that's agreed. It right there.
And then you don't stop you and start doing completely dare fucking something stop. Different.
Right. Don't you fucking stop. Unless you don't want me to come. Then that's fine. You can say, unless you don't want me to come right this second, that's fine. But like, if I, like, why are you switching to the other thing?
I also, what doesn't feel good?
Biting the clit.
What? Why would you do that?
It's happened.
I know it has.
We nicknamed somebody the nibbler biter. Because oh, the nibbler. Of this. The nibbler. The nibbler.
But like. Which means he's done that to other girls and they didn't do their part and say that sucks.
Yeah, which I did. I was like, don't do that ever again.
To anybody.
And I mean, to anybody.
Like, not just to me. Like, no girl possibly ever liked that.
Never. So yeah, that does not feel good. And I don't like, I understand like, that girls have different size.
How do you describe this? Because that's not doing anything.
That looks like the licking like an ice cream cone.
Yeah,
move.
Like no.
All right. Yeah, that's not like, of course, if you want to like, just like you said, like if you're just going to like lick the shaft for like a quick second, like you could just do that little ice cream licking move to the pussy too. But you know, that can't be like the whole thing.
We can't like keep doing that.
Okay. How do you feel about a tongue going in the hole?
Like, I don't care if you do that, but it really does nothing for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're right. Like sexually to make me come, that is not going to do a thing for me, but I think it's like kind of hot. Like mentally, I'm like, that's hot. It's not going to make me come.
Right.
But like, you can keep doing it.
That's what I mean. It's not going to, I yeah. mean, that's what I'm saying. You can do it.
Yeah. But you can totally
not,
do it.
Not getting me anywhere.
Right. So what are some other things?
I think that they need to use hands too.
Fuck yeah. That was the next thing I was going to say. Yeah. Like, you don't have to do it the whole time.
It can't just be your, I mean, you don't have to, maybe. I haven't found somebody like that yet, but like, I feel like
you've never been eaten out by somebody who also used their hands.
No, I'm saying I haven't. That you need to. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, I feel like you need to use both.
Yeah, I do think that you need to use both. I can come without a hand, obviously, in there, but I like it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I also think that that's kind of an art, too, because it's hard to, like, focus on where your mouth and your tongue yep. and, like, the finger situation.
The fact that we're
doing
this right
you know? Now, we're, like, acting it out. I'm, like, air fucking some pretend pussy right now. Yeah, it is hard to like do that. It's kind of like the pat your head and rub your
I
stomach
I think they're
thing.
Both arts. I they mean, are. And that's why some people are really good at it yeah. and some people are really bad.
I agree. It definitely is. Like a person previously that I'd been with, I don't think they really ever used their hands when they ate somebody out. And so they did. And then they could tell they were like retarded, like trying to figure yeah. it the fuck out. I'm like, focus on something here, buddy.
Right. Also, when you're about to squirt, does it feel like you have to pee?
No, that's the thing, is it does not feel like I have to pee. Mm. It does feel like something's coming out, though, and it's not an orgasm. But, of course, I have orgasmed and squirted at the same time, but it doesn't feel like I have to pee.
Okay.
It does feel like something has to come out. It's just like almost like a different coming out feeling. Why do you think that maybe you've almost squirted, but then you thought mm-hmm. you were going to pee? Mm-hmm. Just go for it. Just go. Just fucking do it. Fuck that guy. Fuck his bed. He asked for this. We can only be who we are. Right, just don't let him buy you a drink.
All right. Well, on that note.
Yeah, on that note, I guess that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in while we talk all the shit. And praise be, bitches.